AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Zach Jutra. On Sunday, a student group at the Université du Québec à Montréal, UQAM, announced that they are erecting a second pro-Palestinian encampment in Montreal. In a news release, the camp, Université Populaire Al-Aqsa at UQAM, announced that they would be following McGill, Ottawa, Toronto, and other universities in Canada. The group erected an encampment on President Kennedy Avenue near Place des Arts and is demanding that McGill withdraw its recent request for a court injunction against protesters at the school. Additionally, the UQAM protesters demand the implementation of an academic boycott of Israel at UQAM, the public disclosure of all collaborations and links with Israel, and the abolition of the Quebec-Israel office, as well as the repeal of all interstate or inter-institutional agreements with Israel. Over the weekend, the fire near Fort McMurray grew from 25 hectares to 5,500 hectares. Strong winds in the region drove the substantial growth of the out-of-control wildfire burning 16 kilometers southeast of the northern Alberta city between Friday and Sunday afternoon. Officials suggest residents should prepare to evacuate on short notice, ensuring they keep medication, important documents, and emergency kits ready. Officials warned residents that the fire, located 12 kilometers west of Highway 63, could affect visibility or highway access. On Sunday, wildland firefighters deployed 6 crews, along with 13 helicopters and air tankers, to combat the fire. As of Sunday, out of 43 active wildfires, the fire near Fort McMurray was one of the two burning out of control. The other wildfire was in Grand Prairie Forest area near the hamlet of Tipi Creek. Egypt announces its formal participation in the case filed by South Africa against Israel at the International Court of Justice, the ICJ. The case accuses Israel of violating its obligations under the Genocide Convention in its war on the Gaza Strip. On Sunday, the Egyptian Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced Cairo's intention to join the case, citing escalating Israeli aggression against Palestinian civilians. In January, South Africa filed its case against Israel, accusing the country of committing genocide against Palestinians. Palestinian authorities report that the death toll from Israel's war on Gaza, which started in October, has surpassed 35,000, with the majority being women and children. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify or CJLO 1690 AM on SoundCloud.
All right. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And I'm so very sad to announce that this will be my last show until September. I will be back in the fall, but having a late evening, late night show, and then spending 32 minutes to an hour trying to get home to then get up early the next morning and go work with children is really not, it is not the vibe for the summer. So no more show until September, but don't worry, you can listen to I'm going to keep a few old episodes on cjlo.com, and the rest of them, as I've mentioned before, I'm in the process of transferring all of that over to SoundCloud, which is linked on my page at cjlo.com, the Hitting All the Bases page. My SoundCloud is linked. There'll be a few recent episodes. And there's also a link to my Spotify, which has all of the like exclusive music playlists for all the Hitting All the Bases shows, as well as all of my own playlists. So if you're interested, you can check that out in my absence. But don't worry, I will be back in September. What's the vibe for today? We have a bunch of new stuff. We have a few local Montreal artists, a bunch of Canadian stuff, some chill vibes, new things. That's kind of the plan for today. So the first three songs, we've got Sitting on the Balcony by I Love You Dearly, Feel the Warmth, also by I Love You Dearly, and Blooming Bones by Ruby Creek. So let's get you guys going with Sitting on the Balcony by I Love You Dearly.
Mm-hmm.
what's in store. Thank you.
Felt your footsteps in my dream.
Have you just arrived in NDG? Do you want to learn French? Are you looking for a job? Would you like to get to know your neighbors better? Since 2012, Bienvenue à NDG has been welcoming people newly settled in the neighborhood by offering support to orient themselves, integrate, and feel at home. Supported by the NDG community, Bienvenue à NDG is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to facilitate the integration of immigrant persons into the community life of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce as well as into the host society and to promote intercultural relations. Our services are free, and we can serve you in more than 20 languages. Join our community. Feel free to visit our website, bienvenuendg.ca, and make an appointment with our integration counselors, in partnership with the Government of Quebec.
On April 27th, a coalition of students established an encampment on the McGill University campus in an effort to get the university community of Montreal to divest from companies complicit in the ongoing invasion of Gaza. Serena Abeljoud of CGLO News spoke with an encampment organizer who gave an overview of their protest.
So how long had you have you been preparing for the encampment?
It's definitely different for different people who are here, but I would say the planning started at least a week before we started up on Saturday.
Okay, and how is the demographic like? Who are the people in the encampment? Are they students or are they alumni, professors?
Yeah, so it's a real mix. Like, obviously, this is a student-led encampment. It has been planned with students at its core from the very beginning. We do have an ongoing prof's rotation, so there's always a prof staying the night, which is very kind and a real show of solidarity from our faculty. And we also have a few members of the broader Montreal community. A lot of them are alumni of some of the universities who are represented here. So yeah, it's a bit of a mix, but definitely a student-focused encampment.
Okay, and have you been receiving enough support?
Yeah, the community support has been absolutely incredible. We've honestly had to start turning away some donations because they aren't best given to us. They would be best redistributed to the community. But it's been amazing. Like, we've had call outs every day and all of them have been immediately supplied, which is, yeah, just again, showing that the whole city is really behind us.
And can you tell me more about the events that you're organizing throughout the day? Like, what does a regular day in the encampment look like?
Yeah, so we obviously have a lot of internal tasks to keep the camp running, but we've been running a full program of workshops, teach-ins, and events like that every day for the community who are showing up. So we've had sort of religious events, like we had a Seder dinner on our second night for Passover for our Jewish campers. And we've also had sort of teach-ins about the history of the student movement in Montreal. And we've been writing, there's an event today, I think, to write letters to Gaza. So there's a lot of really beautiful events that we've seen.
And did you encounter any challenges so far?
I mean, it's definitely not the easiest thing I think any of us have ever done. There's a lot of challenges, and obviously McGill as a university has been very hostile to this encampment and has refused to engage with our demands, which is very frustrating. But honestly, spirits are high and we feel pretty confident about how it's going so far.
Did you receive any responses from the administration specifically?
So they have repeatedly threatened us. They have tried to quote-unquote negotiate by only asking us to leave or asking us to take down tents. So that's basically the extent of our contact. Obviously, there is a legal injunction case ongoing that McGill has been implicated in, and their response to the outcome of that, when we know it, will definitely shape a lot of the next few days.
Okay, and were there any attempts made by the police or the university to make you leave?
So members of the university read us a letter via megaphone asking us to leave, which didn't really work. The police have been relatively reluctant to engage because they don't think we're breaking any laws, is my understanding. So we're not intending to change the nature of the encampment, so I hope the police continue to not intervene. If the police do intervene, it will be on the direct instruction of McGill, which we know that McGill is increasingly leaning on. They have expressed in student-wide emails that they are asking the police to intervene. So we can't really control that, but I really, all I can do is hope that McGill won't choose to arrest its own students.
And one more question. How is the press dealing with the encampment? Did you have any negative experiences with any news channels?
I mean, it's always interesting to see the press come out. The coverage has been kind of crazy and very varied from different outlets, depending on their different biases. We haven't had any, I think, truly terrible interactions. It's definitely disappointing to see that some outlets are really selectively quoting certain students and also refusing to highlight the actual situation on the ground in Gaza, which is what is driving all of us to do this. I think it's something we have been very clear about as a camp, that all of this is meant to redirect focus on the situation in Palestine. So some media interactions are frustrating when they seem to only care about the students in North America.
And can you just remind everyone what the goal of this encampment is?
Totally, yeah. So we have four stated goals, which are all centered around ending our university's complicity. So obviously we have Concordia students here who are demanding that Concordia disclose their university's investments and ties with the Israeli state. At McGill, we are demanding total divestment from the university's endowment fund from weapons manufacturers and companies complicit in the occupation, so companies like Lockheed Martin. We are also demanding that no academic or disciplinary measures are imposed on students for pro-Palestine activism. But fundamentally, we are looking for a significant change in our universities from their refusal to engage with the pro-Palestine cause to total divestment.
For ongoing updates about the encampment and the protest movement in Montreal, you can follow SPHR CONU and PYM Montreal on Instagram.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those first three songs. We started off with Sitting on the Balcony by I Love You Dearly. This was actually released on May 2nd, like 12 days ago, off of I Love You Dearly's EP that's also titled Sitting on the Balcony. I Love You Dearly is a Montreal-based brand, and they've often got local Montreal gigs, for example, at Humble Abode, Stimulant, Blue Dog, and Gertz Campus Bar. Then we had Feeling the Warmth, also by I Love You Dearly, which is another one off of their EP released on May 2nd. Then we had Blooming Bones by Ruby Creek. This was released on May 10th of 2024, so 4 days ago, as a single. Ruby Creek is a Montreal-based indie folk trio. Our next three songs, we've got Sam's Dog by Fritz Lechat, Parasite by Postmistress, and Going Somewhere, Maybe Nowhere by Dahlia Rue. So let's get you guys going with Sam's Dog by Fritz Lechat.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. This is Hitting All the Bases, and let's run through what we just listened to. I accidentally messed up the order, so we started off with Parasite by Postmistress. This was released in March of this year as a single, and Parasite is a Montreal-based band, and they've actually got an upcoming show at La Sala Rosa on May 19th. It'll be their last show until they come back to live performances in June, and they have some new merch that they're going to be selling at this show. Then we had Sam's Dog by Fritz Lesha, which was released on May 14th, 2024. Oh, is released today? No way. So sorry. Let me double check that. Yeah, it was. They released a whole album today. It was released today off of their album, Fritz to the Moon. They are an emerging indie alternative rock band from the New York City area with roots spanning from Yonkers to Buffalo, New York. Then we had Going Somewhere, Maybe Nowhere by Dahlia Rue, released in 2021 as a single. Dahlia Rue is a multidisciplinary artist who started her music career in Newfoundland with the help of her friend, and then she later moved to Montreal in 2021, where she continued her music career solo. She's also a student here at Concordia University, and her non-musical artwork is pretty sick as well. The next three songs that we have are Tom, Dick, and Harry's by the Juniper Berries, Circle by Arbor Day, and Summer in July by Yukon Blonde. So let's get you guys going with Tom, Dick, and Harry's by the Juniper Berries.
Thank you. It's like the cook was smoking in the kitchen again. A violation never tasted so bland. But that's just any old weekend. It Tom, Dick, and Harry's. The waitress interrupted, saying, "Sorry, I forgot my apron."
Move on from all Association of Montreal and Indie Roots Records have come together to bring you Woomban, an all-female artist showcase to bring ovarian cancer awareness to the community and to raise money for Ovarian Cancer Canada on Friday, May 17th, 8 p.m. at the Jamaica Association of Montreal at 4065 Jean Talon West, Metro Namur. It's a free event, just donate. All funds going to Ovarian Cancer of Canada. For more info, 514-792-4775. This ad is sponsored by CJLO 1690.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 a.m.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those three songs that we just listened to. We started off with Tom, Dick, and Harry's by the Juniper Berries. This was released in April of 2024 off of the album Death in Texas. Juniper Berries is the main outlet for singer-songwriter Joshua Sturm. He combines influences from his home in the Pacific Northwest and his newfound community in Texas, in Austin, Texas, in his music. Then we had Circles by Arbor Day, which was released as a single in 2020. Arbor Day is a San Marcos, Texas-based music group comprised of four musicians. Then we had Summer in July by Yukon Blonde. This is off the 2018 album called Critical Hit. Yukon Blonde is a Canadian indie rock band from Kelowna, British Columbia, but they've been based in Vancouver since 2019. Up next, we've got The Wedding Song by Pat Le Poitevin, Pulling on a Line by Great Lake Swimmers, and maybe a little bit of some of Emerald Isle by White Horse. Let's get you guys going with The Wedding Song by Pat Le Poitevin.
There's something to be said for waking up at 7, putting on a coffee for us. Why'd you have to go with someone else when all I ever wanted was this? Ring around the bend to fall when we could have been dancing. Forget the wedding and burn.
It always hurt me when I'd go away for a while. Listen, darling, won't you start a little fight? Trust that it won't happen again.
Ring around the bend to fall when we all know we're dancing. Just keep the wedding for now. The wedding dress shimmers in the evening city light. Every night that you are away, I cannot help but think that someone else is out there placing all your shirts on the line. Thank you.
you ever break, drag me over that line. Halfway around the medicine ball is far enough to blow me back like you broke the bank on the ticket worth every damn nickel. Well, you got me that time, 'cause I've been on
Alright, that's all we have time for today, unfortunately. But let's run through those last three songs. We had The Wedding Song by Pat Le Poix Devine, released in April of 2024. He is a Canadian indie folk musician known for his heartfelt writing and captivating performances. He's from Eastern Canada, and his sixth full-length studio album comes out next month. Then we had Pulling on a Line by Great Lakes Swimmers, released in 2008 off of the album Lost Channels. Great Lakes Swimmers is a Canadian folk rock band from Waynflete, Ontario, but they're currently based in Toronto. Then we had Emerald Isle by White House, released in 2011 off of their self-titled album. White House is a Canadian folk rock duo composed of a husband and wife. They're based in Hamilton, Ontario, and the couple, both were established solo artists, put their individual careers on hold to create White Horse. This is the last show for me for the summer, so I will catch all of you guys in September. If you want to listen to old episodes, you can head to cjlo.com for the most recent ones. The SoundCloud is also linked there, where you can find all of the past episodes. My Spotify is also linked if you're interested in just exclusively listening to the music. And that is it. Thank you guys so much, and I will catch you guys in September. As always, you are listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This has been Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will catch you guys in September.